Moncrief on News Talk.
The DJ Calvin Harris recently had a baby, or his wife did more precisely. Calvin posted pictures on social media of the placenta, announcing to the world that it would soon be turned into capsules. The official term is placenta encapsulation. Chrissia Lynch is a Dublin-based birth doula. Chrissia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So I suppose I know that people would sometimes use the placenta to make trees or to put into, you know, they plant trees on top of it, or, you know, they might just even cook it up. The turning it into pills, though, what's that process? What does it involve?
Okay, so placenta encapsulation, as you rightly say, is one of the ways that people might want to, you know, perform some sort of placental ritual or honor their placenta or use it. So in terms of placental encapsulation, the placenta will need to be kept cool, first of all. There's a whole process associated with it. It has to be used within a certain time frame. It's essentially, the process is quite simple. It's washed, it's cleaned, it's then dehydrated, or sometimes it's actually steamed before it's dehydrated. Once it's dehydrated, usually for 24 to 36 hours, the placenta becomes very brittle and it can be crushed into powder, and then the powder put into capsules, and then people can consume it if they want to. So that's basically the process in a nutshell.
Right. Okay. And then they consume the pills, I assume.
Yes, then they can be consumed. So like I said to you, there are sort of two main methods. There's a method that comes from traditional Chinese medicine, so from TCM, and that method involves steaming it first, and it's steamed traditionally with chili, it's steamed with ginger, and it's steamed with lemon. So the idea behind that is, if your listeners are familiar with traditional Chinese medical practices, you know, you're looking at a yin state and you're looking at a yang state, and it makes the thing very, very yang, because women are very, very yin after they have a baby. So it brings more heat back into the woman's system. So that's a sort of slightly different twist to it. So really, I guess people in Ireland have become familiar with it, partly from that, because obviously you can see traditional Chinese medical practices online, but also because I think we had quite a big influx of Eastern European women here. So they're very into placenta encapsulation. You know, I work as a birth coach and as a birth doula, and I started noticing that some of my Eastern European clients were asking me, could I encapsulate their placenta? And I couldn't, because I wasn't trained in that. And then so many of them asked me that I thought, well, maybe I should get trained in that. So I went to the UK, got myself trained in it. And really, it was, I felt in Ireland, it was really a great push from, you know, our fabulous immigrant community, really, that pushed that interest in Ireland. And now you find all sorts of women wanting it, you know, rich, poor, north, south side of Dublin. I work in Dublin. All the maternity hospitals in Dublin are all very accommodating. And yeah, it's quite popular. I'm usually quite booked out.
Yeah, and most people would know that the placenta is nutrient rich. By the time you've gone through that process, have you not kind of drenched the good out of it?
Now, robbed it of everything that's valuable, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of people say, oh, there's no research in that. But there is quite a lot of research, actually. It comes out of the University of Nevada. And initially when I saw it, I thought, hang on a minute, is this coming out of Caesar's Palace or is this real? And it actually is real. It's real research that comes out of the University of Nevada. And they've looked at, you know, what is left and what is nutritive and what is positive. And also they've researched to make sure that there's nothing negative in the placenta. So there's sort of two streams of research papers that they produced, one about the benefits of what's in it, and one about looking at making sure that it's actually okay for consumption. So in terms of the benefits, the key benefit that they found is that there is about 25% of your recommended daily allowance of iron in an encapsulated placenta tablet. So you take your three tablets and you're getting about a quarter of your iron intake. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, it's your iron. So it's 100% assimilable. It's not like iron that you get in a capsule that you buy in a
You're getting back your own iron, really. It's a kind
you're
of
getting
a,
back your own.
It's like a tax
exactly.
rebate.
There you go now you're talking. So there's that. I mean, there are other minerals as well, but they're lower. You know, they'd be about 5 to 10%. But there's also hormones there and other substances. And the thing that I found really interesting is that one of the chemicals that is present is something that the active ingredient of which is used in the only FDA-approved postnatal depression tablet for women. So it's a substance that actually alleviates low mood. And I find it extraordinary that it exists, and it does exist after the process, in placenta capsules. So women will report, I mean, that's the research, but women will report, you know, feeling in better mood, having a greater milk supply if they're breastfeeding, you know, feeling better. They report all of that. And of course, we listen to women. But in many respects, you know, the research is also very important. And the other side, of course, is looking to make sure there's nothing, you know, gruesome in it. So, again, the research has shown that there's toxicology-wise, there's nothing dangerous within it. And in terms of a food product, which I guess it is what that is, you know, it falls 100% within the EU directions for food safety. So all of that, though, Sean, has to be taken with a slight pinch of salt, because you have to ensure that the person that's going to do it for you is appropriately trained, that they're trained in food safety, that they're trained in bloodborne pathogens. And so I would recommend that anyone who plans to do that looks at the Irish Placenta Association, in which everybody is trained. There's an American association, because there's a couple of American people in Ireland that do it, called APA. And there's a European association. Again, there'll be some Europeans in Ireland that do it, called IPEN. So if you are going to do it, just make sure that the person that's offering to do it for you is registered with one of those three and has their training in one of those three.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's, and now, so then by that token, if you just had the placenta, you weren't going to encapsulate it, you were just planning to do something with it, would that maybe not be advisable?
Well, obviously, you can do what you want with your own stuff. You know, if you wanted to do it, you should actually read up about it. You should make sure that you bring it from the hospital in a cool box, for example, that it stays at around, it's maintained at around 8 degrees from 1 hour of birth, that you take something to keep it cold, you know, a cool box with, you know, ice or those little freezer packs in it. And then once it comes back, it's in the fridge within 6 hours of you having birthed it. And then, sure, if you have a dehydrator, you can follow the instructions yourself. Yes, of course, you can do it yourself. But again, you'd want to stick within those, you know, you'd want to stick within those guidelines.
Yeah. But could you, though, I mean, because I've seen or certainly read about people who have just like fried up the placenta and eaten it afterwards.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, of course you can. I mean, I'm always reminded, I don't know, Sean, you're a bit young, I think, but I always remember this program that my parents used to watch on BBC called The Good Life. It had Felicity Kendall in it. And they were always doing like wacky things, and it was always ending up bad, you know. So I sort of imagined them sort of sitting down, you know, placenta tossed in, you know, a little bit of sesame oil in the pan, knife and fork out. I sort of think, yeah, maybe in the 70s, a lot of people actually did do that. And they did do that. People did actually consume their placenta with a bit of a sort of liver and onions type of job. But these days, people don't tend to do that. Although I have heard of some women who do put it into a smoothie. So they freeze little chunks of it, and then they take out one of the frozen chunks. They get their smoothie maker there. Now, obviously, the idea here is to put a lot of red berries in your smoothie. So it's basically a berry smoothie. You know, go to the supermarket, get the frozen forest fruits, lash them in, put in some orange juice, chuck your placenta chunk in, and you have a smoothie of it. So that is another way of preparing it as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds quite tasty. No, but if somebody goes the tablet route, how many tablets would you get out of it?
Well, it depends on how big the placenta is, because, you know, bigger babies often have a bigger placenta. If there's twins, there's going to be perhaps two placentas fused together or two separate placentas. If a baby's been induced at 35 weeks, the placenta is going to be much smaller. So it's kind of hard to predict. But in general, I say to people, if the placenta is smaller and the baby is younger, younger gestation-wise when it was born, you're looking maybe at about 110, 115. And then, of course, there have been individuals who I've had to fill two jars for because they've had nearly 300 capsules because, you know, they've had, you know, probably a future GAA star they'll kill Kenny sitting in there. Yeah, so, you know, it depends. It just depends. But anything really between 120 and 250 would be average. Yeah.
Okay. And would you take one a day, two a day? How long would it last for?
No, you'd usually take, in the first few weeks, you're going to take about three a day and then peter it off to one a day as you need them. And then a lot of women who, especially those who have a lot, will freeze the rest. And, you know, they might use them for themselves because they feel they're going to get a good boost of them when they're going through the menopause. So you get women doing that as well.
Oh, my word. And so are you getting, like when you do it, how do people get the placenta to you? Do you just like pop it in the post?
Oh, God, no. I go to the hospital and collect it. So yes. There's a whole process. You know, they book it. And, you know, I'm there. I give them all the stuff that they need to store it safely. And then I arrive within the appropriate time window. And if they have their baby at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, the partner is really well versed that you can't stick around the hospital. And mostly, in fairness, the hospitals don't want a partner sticking around in a postnatal ward at 3 in the morning. So, you know, they're going home, they're putting it in the fridge, and then we arrange the collection the next day. Yeah. So, no, it's a very rigorous process. And sometimes I have to say to people, I'm sorry, you've let too much time elapse and we actually can't do it safely.
Wow.
And then I might suggest to them that they might do something else with it. Maybe they'd like to bury it, or, you know, maybe they want to put it in their freezer when they, sometimes people say, okay, well, we live in an apartment, we can't bury it now, but we have a house in Longford. And so I'd suggest, look, put it in your freezer, double bag it. And then, you know, when you go to Longford, bury it. So, you have to be quite strict with people, unfortunately, about the timing of it, because you don't want anybody to consume something that's unsafe.
Yeah, well, indeed. A few people seem to be squeamish about it, suggesting it's cannibalism. But I suppose you could say biting your own nails would be cannibalism.
There you go now.
By that term.
Or eating other things worse than your nails.
Yeah, indeed. Chrissia, thanks very much. We'll leave it on that tasteful note. That was Chrissia Lynch there, a Dublin-based birth doula.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.